disasters in two states. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. First to Mississippi, where tornadoes tore through last night.
I would say 40% of the homes in the town or in the community are damaged of some sort. Not many mobile homes in the particular area where the storm hit, but a lot of strong structures that are damaged.
Corey Glenn is the mayor of Amory. The mayor of Rolling Fork says his city has been essentially wiped out.
There are semi-trucks piled on top of each other, and beneath them, pieces of what was likely a family home. I've seen mattresses and kid toys. I mean, it's gut-wrenching, truly.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Rolling Fork. At least 23 people are dead and dozens are hurt. To Pennsylvania, where at least two people were killed following an explosion at a chocolate factory. Another five are missing and several are hospitalized. The blast happened yesterday at the R.M. Palmer factory in West Reading. The cause is unknown. The company has been making chocolate novelties since 1948. Fire has destroyed five beachfront homes in Scituate, Massachusetts. Another three are damaged. The fire erupted last night near Minot Beach. No injuries reported. The cause is unknown. A horrifying discovery near our southern border. Authorities in Texas found a group of migrants suffocating in a freight train.
The train was stopped near Uvalde, Texas, after investigators say they got a 911 call alerting them that there were migrants inside. We know at least two migrants have died, and at least 15 others were rushed to the hospital. Some of them are in very critical condition.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More evidence of an alarming trend.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. rose 36% in 2022. That's from a new audit by the Anti-Defamation League. They say they tracked nearly 4,000 such incidents last year. That's up from about 2,700 the year before. The ADL says anti-Semitic vandalism was up 51%. Anti-Semitic assaults up 26%. The group also says just five states accounted for more than half of the incidents. The most were in New York. Then came California, New Jersey, Florida, and Texas. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Opinions about TikTok don't appear to have been swayed after the company's CEO testified for nearly 5 hours before a congressional committee.
Lawmakers who grilled TikTok's CEO don't buy his claims that the company isn't sharing user data with the Chinese Communist Party. But the CCP itself is backing him up. A spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry says the Chinese government has never asked and will never ask any company or individual to collect or provide data, information, or intelligence located in other countries through means that are in violation of local laws.
Fox's Grady Trimble, the U.S. is considering a ban of the popular app. How convincing was the testimony of a Hollywood actress?
Gwyneth Paltrow testified in the hit-and-run ski civil suit facing the actress. Retired optometrist Terry Sanderson is suing the actress for $300,000. He says she skied into him and left him with broken ribs and a brain injury. Paltrow claims he skied into her and is asking for $1 in legal fees.
Fox says Michelle Pollino, Paltrow's children and husband, plan to testify next week. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.